Water levels reached as high as 2 feet in some homes. Officials concerned about the lack of veterinarians for the Kansas livestock industry are asking ranchers to help them address the issue. A task force comprised of state livestock industry and university officials is starting the effort with a survey. The group hopes ranchers will respond to the online survey to help determine which parts of the Sunflower State are most lacking in veterinarian care. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Kansas State University President Richard Myers says he plans to retire. Myers announced yesterday he'll retire at the end of 2021. He's been the president at the university since 2016. Myers graduated from K-State in 1965 with a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering and joined the Air Force through K-State's ROTC program. Myers became a four-star general and was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before his appointment at K-State. In a statement released yesterday, he did not include a reason for his retirement. The Kansas Board of Regents will announce details on the search to replace Myers at a later date. Police in Overland Park are investigating the shooting death of a man early yesterday in the parking lot of a condominium building across the street from City Hall. Police in Overland Park were called to the area around 5:20 yesterday morning on reports of gunshots. Arriving officers found a man dead on the ground who had been shot. He was identified as 35-year-old Jaron Hinton of Overland Park, Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has vetoed bills that would require the state to manage Omaha Public Schools' troubled pension system and expand eligibility for food and heating aid. Ricketts has previously signaled his opposition to the pensions bill, calling it a slippery slope that could eventually have Nebraska on the hook for the district's bad investment decisions. The bill sponsor says that isn't the case. The Republican governor also vetoed bills that would allow more people to qualify for federally funded food and heating assistance. Each bill passed in the legislature with enough votes to override the governor's veto if the support holds. Nebraska will be ending the $300 a week unemployment bonus that's been going to jobless workers during the pandemic. Governor Pete Ricketts made the announcement as he declared a return to normalcy and rescinded the last of his virus-related executive orders. Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Offers on select models with approved credit, plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. Pay amount for 15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 5/31/21.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, this is Jen Horn. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Washington County Sheriff's Office are investigating after a man was fatally struck by a car Thursday evening in Washington County. Washington County Dispatch began receiving 911 calls at approximately 5:20 p.m. on Thursday, May 20th, indicating a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle near 402 East Street in Hollenburg. When deputies arrived at the scene, they observed a male subject, later identified as James Hickok, 32, of Steel City, lying on the side of the street. Hickok was pronounced dead at the scene. The Washington County Sheriff's Office requested KBI assistance Thursday evening. Special agents and the crime scene response team responded to investigate. Kansas Highway Patrol officers also responded to help reconstruct what occurred. Preliminary information indicates that Hickok and another male subject were at a residence when a 2002 black Chevrolet Cavalier drove by the home several times. Hickok and the male subject began arguing with the driver of the Cavalier, identified as 25-year-old Aaron Mildyke of Hollenburg. It is believed that during the altercation, Mildyke drove past the residence, turned the vehicle around, and intentionally struck Hickok with his car. Mildyke drove from the scene to a nearby residence where he called and reported the incident to police. Deputies from the Washington County Sheriff's Office went to Mildyke's location. They detained him and then arrested Mildyke for second-degree murder. He was then booked into the Washington County Jail. The investigation is ongoing. Nothing further will be released at this time. KNDY recently spoke with Jerry Zayas, mayor of Blue Rapids, regarding the grand opening of the new pool.
And this project has actually been in the works for 12 to 15 years, and this pool is bigger than the one we have, so it's got a 3-meter diving board and a regular diving board. It has a zero entry feature to accommodate Americans with disabilities to come in there, of which I'm one of them. I have a hard time getting in the pool because of my hips. It has these little spray things for the kids. Yesterday we were playing with it, and that thing could squirt up real high or you make it real low. They call it a splash area for the kids. So someone that comes in there with a wheelchair could actually zero entry, come in. It should be conducive to nursing home facilities, that they can actually come in without having this big old contraption to put you into the pool. Then we have the ability to swim at night because we have these high density lights that can see to the bottom of the pool that meet the requirements of swimming pools to be open up at night. So we're able to do that. And that doesn't include all the stuff in the bathhouse. It's going to be brand new, colored with Valley Heights colors and everything else. That, in essence, is the new features that we're getting. And there's probably a lot more technical things that we're getting with the new systems that they got nowadays, energy efficiencies with the pumping of the water and everything else. So.
And you did mention earlier that you were doing some training.
So what it is we have to do, first of all, we have to do what they call a punch ticket. We have to inspect the work of the contractors to make sure it was conducted the way we wanted it conducted. And that took a day. My hat's off to Tanner Whiting, our Director of Public Works, who's been out there all the time with the pool, and then Jimmy before him. We're putting in extensive amount of hours with the contractors and making sure things were done and establishing that relationship. So the next phase is the training of the operations of the pool. So I directed that all our public works employees be there. Our chief of police was also there. One of the councilmen was there. I was there for part of it, to understand the operations of the pool and know where the manuals are and stuff. And so we do have a new pool manager, Alex Harden, just an outstanding person. And he was there monitoring and taking notes and seeing how this thing runs. These new pools are very efficient, but they require us to understand how that new technology works. And that's why we do the training for it. And we will always be training on the pool to make sure it's run properly.
Tell us what kind of activities you're going to be having for the grand opening on Tuesday.
Right. We're going to have ribbon cutting. We're going to be talking about the pool just a little bit. I'm going to ask Dustin Tryon, the previous mayor, to have the honor of cutting the ribbon, since I feel he's the one that was really instrumental in getting this going. But more importantly, we want to open that pool up for all our young ones and old ones. And this is what we can accomplish as a city when we're all focused on improving our quality of life. There's going to be a DJ there for some of the younger teens to go into the pool and just want to have a lot of fun. Enjoy the pool, and we will be able to show everyone the new features of the pool that we have. Especially, you know, I walked up on that 3-meter dive and looked down and realized that when you're up there and you're looking down, you're actually looking at the bottom of the pool, and the bottom of the pool is 13 feet below the waterline. So we're going to keep it simple, and we want everyone just to have fun and go swimming. It's going to happen May 25th at 4 p.m.
And what time does this happen?
It's going to happen May 25th at 4 p.m.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, cavatini, French bread, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Wednesday, Ritz chicken, whole wheat roll, rice, mixed vegetables, and spiced apple rings.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this cold front extending across the central, east central parts of the Midwest into the northern parts of the United States. That's still going to bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. This cold front will continue to push off towards the east as we head into the overnight hours, and it looks like we're going to see just isolated chances of storms for tomorrow, but we'll see mostly dry weather. Otherwise, another system will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into Wednesday night through Thursday into Thursday night, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Behind that system, we'll see much cooler temperatures. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely this afternoon, upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, 60. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid 80s, and tomorrow night storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
NBA history in Milwaukee and playoff hockey after dark north of the border. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After a poor long-range shooting performance in Game 1, it did not take long for the Bucks to regain their rhythm from three-point land in Game 2.
Sam Merrill between the rings, 4:19 to play. Wara fading three-pointer. Got it!
The call on WTMJ. Milwaukee drilled 10 three balls in the opening quarter to set an NBA record and finish the night with 22 threes. The Bucks blew away the Heat 132-98 to take a 2-0 lead in the series. The Joker had his way with Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers in Denver.
5 seconds to go. Jokic three. Yeah!
On KKFN, Nikola Jokic powered the Nuggets with 38 points. Denver cruised past Portland 128-109 to even their Western Conference series at a game apiece. Stanley Cup playoffs trailing 3-0. The Oilers made the Jets work.
Stride down along the boards here to the near side. Try to get it in. He could not. And there's a breakaway or a partial breakaway for Kyle Connor. He starts singling a shot, though. He scores!
On TSN Radio 1290, Winnipeg needed not one, not two, but three overtimes to end Edmonton's season. Kyle Connor's goals lifted the Jets over the Oilers 4-3 for a 4-game sweep. The Jets will face the winner of the Maple Leafs Canadiens series in the second round. The Islanders pounced on a crucial giveaway by the Penguins.
Here a turnover chance for Bailey and Alone. Shoot, he scores! Josh Bailey has won it in overtime!
On WRHU, Pittsburgh goaltender Tristan Jarry's ill-advised clearing attempt went right to Josh Bailey, who scored the game winner for the Isles. New York outlasted the Pens in double overtime, 3-2 to go up 3-2 in the best-of-seven series. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence and 2 Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
If numbers make your world go round, Landall Company wants to hire you. They're looking for an accountant to process activities associated with accounts receivable, handle ledger entries for sales, process commissions, maintain demo inventory, and file sales tax returns. If you are reliable, accurate, and able to communicate both verbally and in writing, and experienced with Mapix, IntelliChief, and Microsoft Excel, they are ready with a job and benefits for you. Please submit resume, salary requirements, and references to careers at Landall.com, equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The North American Meat Institute is defending its members against allegation of wrongdoing in the cattle market. The response follows a closed-door meeting between livestock and farm groups, focusing on ways to improve cattle market transparency, and a letter from Republican lawmakers to the Department of Justice. The lawmakers requested DOJ continue its investigation regarding cattle market manipulation. In reaction, Meat Institute spokesman Sarah Little said in July of 2020, USDA analyzed the effects of the 2019 Holcomb fire and the pandemic and finding no wrongdoing and confirming the disruption in the beef market was due to devastating and unprecedented events. She pointed to several announcements to build new packing facilities or expand capacity that will increase cattle slaughter capacity roughly 4%. In the letter to DOJ, the group or Republican lawmakers said, while black swan events do not always prove wrongdoing, additional attention can reinforce confidence in the system. The Blue Jackets heading back to Indiana. The National FFA organization announced yesterday they will hold their annual in-person convention this fall in Indianapolis. The event traditionally brings about 65,000 attendees. It will take place October 27th through 30th. Expected in-person events during the convention include American FFA degree ceremony, career success tours, competitive events, delegate business sessions, entertainment, the National FFA Expo and Shopping Mall, general sessions, student and teacher workshops, and the National Days of Service. In addition to the in-person event, the organization will also offer some virtual programming, including student and teacher workshops in the virtual FFA Blue Room, National Days of Service, and the streaming of the general sessions. For more information, visit convention.ffa.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Well, friends, as we watch the old calves walk on down the road, we just fed them just a little bit of grain and tried to coax them up here to where they'd like people. Boy, sometimes it's hard to get cattle to do that. But in any event, we've got some pretty nice grass for them, and that's important. And the price, a little scary for these particular animals right here. We bought them just 2-3 weeks ago, want to put weight on them. And if the price goes down, all we're doing is exercising ourselves. But, and the price is going down for these kind of animals for October, November sales. Reason? High grain prices. So where there's good news on the farm, there's always bad news. And I just can't get all the good news to gather together at one time. But in any event, we do have a lot of good news. Although, as we talk about that, you know, grain prices, the highest they've been in 100 years, it seems like to me. I've never seen anything like it. Nobody has ever seen $7 wheat at this time of the year, and we're going to be looking at some wheat here in a little bit. It's just now starting to head out here in South Central Kansas. But along with that nice $7 per bushel wheat, which we never thought we'd get, comes unbelievable raises in input costs. I mean to tell you, we've got fertilizer that's tripled, herbicides, pesticides, all those kinds of products that farmers use to control weeds in corn and soybeans that they're just now planting, not only is up in price, but sometimes you can't even get it. And that's the case with a lot of things, all the way from cars and trucks, but not meat. We've got it supplied pretty well yet, and it looks like the numbers are going to hold us up as far as that part is concerned. I don't think the grocery stores need to worry about limiting the amount of meat that people buy. See you on the next Techline Report.
At Rusty Egg Ford, we're giving our red, white, and blue salute to you during our Memorial Month celebration sale.
That's right. This month, you'll get new Fords with zero money down or get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on select new 2020 and 2021 Ford Expeditions, Escapes, F-150s, and more. Don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Right now, get zero money down and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on select new Fords.
If you want our best deals right now, rush to Rusty Egg Ford for our red, white, and blue salutes to you. And remember, if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 72 months is $13.89 per month for 1,000 financed. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire 5/31/21.
A global pandemic certainly would have affected this if it happened today. It's the 35th anniversary of Hands Across America.
We tell you the story about it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 25th, the 145th day of the year. Frank Oz, legendary puppeteer and the voice of Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, and Yoda celebrates a birthday. And on this day in 1986, the fundraising event known as Hands Across America was held. Literally, approximately 6.5 million people held hands for 15 minutes in an attempt to form a human chain across the U.S. To reserve their place in line, participants donated money, and more than $15 million was raised to help fight hunger and poverty amongst Americans. More than 550 cities from coast to coast participated, and many celebrities bought lines to contribute to donations. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email kndy@bluevalley.net. That's kndy@bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The NBC baseball tournament headed back to Hutchinson this summer. The Greater Wichita Area Sports Commission announced its continued partnership with Visit Hutch and Hutch Recreation to bring the 5 days of the World Series back to Hobart Dedder Field. The dates of play in Hutchinson will be August 4th through the 8th. The 2021 World Series will feature 16 teams from across the country, with all teams playing their first games in Hutchinson. Each day in Hutch will feature 4 games. The last half of the World Series will be played at Wichita's brand new Riverfront Stadium. After a day off yesterday, the Kansas City Royals will be back in action today. They open up a 3-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch this evening is set for 6:10. And the Wichita Wind Surge back in action today. They're opening up a series with the Springfield Cardinals. I'm Rick Averett. Tuesday, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Fidelity Bank River Run is Saturday, June 5th. Sign up today. There's a race for everyone. Marriott International 10K. Water Walk presents the Katie Partridge Memorial 5K. AccuWeather 2-mile family walk or jog. Or Lane Enterprises Top Trot for kids only. Runners receive a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas medallion, River Run Tee, and River Fest button for admission to the festival, September 30th through October 3rd. Sign up today for the Fidelity Bank River Run at riverrunwichita.com.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce teamed up with Nike to release his edition of the Blazer Mid-77 Vintage by You collection. The collaboration features six shoes designed by Kelce that represent different facets of his life and personality. The All-Pro tight end is not only known for his impressive record-breaking play on the field, but also his sense of fashion and personality off the field. The shoes are part of the Nike Buy You collection that lets customers customize their shoes. The shoes sell for around $120 and are available on the Nike website. All styles of the shoes are customizable. The PGA's Seth Waugh has apologized to Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka for the fan overflow and surge. Waugh released a statement admitting fans overdid it just a bit. He also said that he spoke with both Mickelson and Koepka to extend a personal apology. Again, the Royals and the Wind Surge both back in action today. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely this afternoon, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures around 60. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s, and tomorrow night, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms overnight. Right now, it's 66.
Roseanne Cash with a rhetorical question for sure. As you might know, this is a cicada year. The Brutex coming out, and now someone's come up with chocolate-covered cicadas. Have you? Choquette Chocolates, a company out of Maryland. You can buy them online. Frozen, blanched in boiling water, dredged in spices, air-fried, then dipped in either milk or dark chocolate. Well, if I'm going to do it, dark chocolate, but I would say nope.
Classic Country 94.1 KNDY.